Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Full 90 Soccer... Welcome to the Full 90 Soccer Time Podcast, our weekly look at the Seattle Sounders FC, Nurky Sodder Culture, Fan Outrage, and an attempt to talk.
Oh, do you think that there's like a welding podcast equivalent of what we do that's called, that's like they call Nerdy Sodder Culture?
it's like electronics engineering.
Yeah.
Welcome to the electrical engineering podcast.
Nerdy Sodder Culture.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I'm Gregor. I barely can do radio or anything in life anymore, and I feel terrible all the time. And he's been in the locker room on the pitch and in the stats booth at Central League Field, Brandon from the internet.
Hi. I'm now considering a career in electrical engineering just so I can start that podcast.
I feel like an ITT tech commercial just played. Do us a quick solid and click on through to Apple Podcasts. Give us a rating.
Definitely 5 stars.
Or whatever, 69 stars.
If you prefer. If you give us a 1-star rating, apparently we'll still read it on the podcast. So
it's true. Leave us a comment, though. We just want to know your favorite ever Seattle Sounder FC jersey. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah, from 2014's Pitch Black Nuclear Orca to this week's Jimi Hendrix Trippy Grimace.
Yeah. It because of my off-season conditioning, you know, a la Roman Torres, I don't fit into my jersey very well. And so I definitely look like I have the shape of a lava lamp where I'm like a skinny guy, but then like I'm skinny fat. And so, yeah, it looks like there's just like swirling purple stuff inside of me. It's nice.
I feel like with Roman Torres at the beginning of the season every year, they probably do like... you know, like you have a kid. So like when you have a kid, you know, the kid grows out of clothes and they become hand-me-downs to other people or Goodwill or the garbage. I don't know what you do with them, but like,
I fill them full of like straw and then make them talk to each other. Oh, hello.
And then all right, real quick. Have you ever seen that lady that like couldn't let her son go away to college? So he did. He went away to college, but then she knitted a life-size replica of him and then like took him places.
That's what I think we should do for Kelvin Leardop.
Oh, yes. Golden Clog doesn't have to die.
No, it's dead.
Yeah. We'll get to that, but I was going to say that with Roman Torres, they do like the reverse hand-me-downs. They like do hand-me-ups. So like at the beginning of the season, he starts at like however big he is. And then like every 5 weeks, they're like, all right, well, you're down in a large instead of an extra large now.
Hey, ship, hand over your jersey.
Yeah.
Speaking of ships, Roman Torres' new career as that giant ship that's stuck in the Suez Canal.
Yeah. Yeah, perfect. All right, I thought that was just Brian and the Seamen getting up to their old hijinks again.
Wow. I mean, that ship is massive. Have you been following it?
I've been like casually, I just see the memes of like the one bulldozer holding the ship up from the...
Yeah, that's like Harry Ship versus Roman Torres out on the field.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know what? I'm thinking, so this jersey launch, this kit launch yesterday,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Apparently, and we'll get into it, but apparently is the most successful kit launch of all time for the Sounders, which by nature of being for the Sounders means for MLS, right?
Yeah, sure.
So like the Sounders are consistently one of the top selling teams in the league. With a kit launch like they had yesterday, they broke all sorts of records on kit launch day. What I ordered one, okay? And since I've ordered it, you know, I ordered it with like standard 5 to 7 day shipping. I checked on my today is March 26th. I checked on my
order status,
right, and it says will be delivered by April 19th, 2021, and some people are looking and it says will be delivered by October 23rd, 2021, and that makes me think all of these kits are on that ship in the Suez Canal.
They're all on the Roman Torres of ships.
Yeah. The SS Big Boy.
He was real good at clogging up the middle there. I'm just saying. Like, that's a thing he did well.
Yeah, I just think biggest that guy's big enough that he clogs a lot of stuff.
It's a maritime vessel. Also, it's an MV. Okay, so it's the...
Oh, okay. Not from an SS.
It's from Panama. Just,
it is.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to my buddy Sean Gervin, who left us a 5-star review. He says, not hot garbage. I mean, how dare you? More sumo, more wizard bird. Yeah.
Obviously.
More choo-choo.
This new kit was made for the wizard bird, by the way.
You mean by the wizard bird.
Yeah. It was the essence of the wizard bird.
More choo-choo noo-hoo. Favorite current sounder, Jordan Morris. Awkward. This was posted before he got hurt. Favorite all-time sounder, Oba Flips. Great. Thanks, Sean. I appreciate that. Also, if you're trying on a jersey and you're insecure about how you look in it, like I was previously talking about looking like a lava lamp, Sean will be there for you to go ahead and say, yeah, you're right. That is too small for you.
Just double down on your insecurities. How do you feel? How do you feel? Like, perfect. That's how you should feel.
Yeah, good. Because it looks like it. You look like a turd in a wrapper. Cool. All right, moving on.
So awesome.
I teased, but he definitely was like, just call it as I see it. I was like, maybe we hang up that phone.
Well, what did he say? He said something like, from one fat guy to another.
Yeah, that's not making it better.
Not making it better, guy.
Just making me feel worse. Well, this week, I guess the 2 stars, 1 shield, giant purple people eaters, Sounders FC. That was a cold read right there. I had never read that before. Take on the haters. It's a really interesting juxtaposition. The new kit was launched yesterday by the time of this podcast, and the day before there was a, here's what it's going to look like, and the internet was like, do you want to see a picture of my butthole? Because that's how I'm feeling right now.
Yeah. And okay, Shaggy.
Wait, are we talking about my cat?
Your cat,
He is all about showing you his butthole. Like, hey, have you seen how dirty this is? Like, gross. Get out of here, you dumb
cat. This is how I feel about this wizard jersey.
that was like Wednesday, and then Thursday the kit comes out and people find out that it's Jimi Hendrix connected, and everyone's like suddenly like, oh, it's the best kit I've ever seen, I better get 10 of them. And I know that that's true, because when my buddy Cool Keith runs out and gets a kit on launch day, you know that there's some serious wizardry going on there. So
it's one of those kits where it comes out and it's like, it's shocking because it's nothing like the Sounders have worn before, right? Like, the Sounders have done different colors. I mean, they did the freaking Super Cyan a few years, like the Electricity kit, like
love it.
All of these crazy bright, you know, but they're still kind of Sounders colors, right? Like, they still incorporate some sort of, you know, neon green or like a neon blue. Then they come out with this purple with orange shoulder stripes and a yellow crest on it, right? Like, it's nothing. I mean, it's nothing that the Sounders are. I mean, you could argue that the Sounders, the USL Sounders, before they became the MLS Sounders, did wear purple technically, right? But like, not in a lava lamp pattern.
No, so what it looks like is, a few years ago when people were dipping things in other things, like there'd be that swirly stuff in the water, and then a guy would take his tennis shoe and be like, boop, and then pull it out carefully and be like, look at that, it's all marbled.
What do they call that, like hydro dipping or something?
Yes, hydro dipping, exactly. It's like essentially taking whatever colors you want and marbleizing something to make it look like it has that swirl to it. And this just feels like, when you see the mock-ups or when you see the leak, it feels like, or even MLSstore.com, it just really has that kind of like, this was something cool 2 years ago feel to it. And even then it wasn't that cool. And then you see Jane's photography of it, and she's awesome, first of all.
Sure.
Our friend that does all the photography now for the Sounders released like that, all the purples and all the darkness. And I'll be honest, as a really notebook paper white guy, these colors don't work well with my complexion so well. But some of these guys are either... This is so touchy because people get mad about talking about this stuff. But either the guys that have darker skin color or guys that are out actually getting exposed to the sun on a somewhat frequent basis, it really is a color that looks excellent on people. So
yeah,
just not for fat guys in a studio by himself all day long.
I mean, you and I were going back and forth a lot on when the leak came out, right? The San Jose Earthquakes child's replica jersey that was actually accidentally the Sounders kit. We went back and forth a lot about like what it looks like. You know, I say it looks like, you know, and because this feels too relevant to me right now, it looks like the girl that you know that got really into tie-dye during quarantine designed it.
Yeah.
But like I go back and forth between being like, this is the sickest kit, like story aside, like instantly, if you put this jersey along among all of the other jerseys in world football, right?
Yeah.
It would stand out, right? It would be awesome. It would be one of the more unique kits across, you know, the globe. But so I go back and forth between that and like thinking it looks like an esports jersey, you know, like it looks like somebody, like some nerd is playing Fortnite. Or like Call of Duty wearing that.
So Sean, who left that comment for us, he pointed out that it looks like for us older nerds out here, it looks like a Nickelodeon team bowling jersey from like the late 80s, early 90s.
You get the orange on there for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like all it needs is some slime green.
Exactly.
Like, my God, it'd be perfect. But yeah, it definitely is a hideous combination of things, but they kind of made it work out. Now, if Chelsea rolled out that kit, I think there would be some like, what are you doing? First of all, I don't think that's the brand that they use. It's interesting how the European clubs, they like each club picks their own manufacturer and it's not just like mandated by the league, so you can have hashtag branding. But yeah, it's like, I feel like in other places, if you rolled that out, people would be like, okay, loser. But like here, it works out really well as a secondary one, especially tying in that, you know, that kind of 60s, 70s era Jimi Hendrix. So
yeah, I mean, obviously the backstory is, I don't know, like, does the backstory for you make the kit? Like, is this kit anything without the Jimi Hendrix tie-in? Like, first of all, I love it. I love the backstory behind it. I love the fact that, you know, the first whatever $50,000 in profit from these kits goes to support, you know, underserved, BIPOC youth in Seattle and the greater Seattle area. Like, I think that is all insanely great, right?
Yeah, of course.
If this jersey was launched without context, how do you think like it would have been received?
So as a giant local social influencer that I am, obviously, you just line up everyone for your autographs. I don't do selfies anymore, I charge. Anyway, for somebody who gets sent one of these, and I'm so grateful and thank you so much to the Sounders for doing that, I was very skeptical as we started to see what was coming out. As soon as I put it on, I was like, this is the dopest kit. It really feels super cool wearing it, and you don't have to see the orange stripes on your shoulders too much, so that helps too. The one thing that they can't control that I really super don't like is the yellow crest, silver stars above it. You know, you're not supposed to mix silver and gold like that, and it just looks kind of. But I mean, whatever. That's like such a small complaint. I think when I saw it in person, when I put it on my fat body, I was like, oh, this is sweet. It's going to look
ridiculously great on the field. That's how I feel about it. Like when it's not a bunch of like us losers wearing it, looking chubby, like, and you put it on like fit athletes, it's going to look great. Right.
Brad Evans posted his pictures with it on there. And I was like, hey Brad, how come yours doesn't make you look fat? And he was like, well, 3 week water only fast is how that happens. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, I think it's awesome. And I mean, you look like if you look at social media, everybody's negative and hates it. Everybody's saying, and like half the people are still complaining about Zulily, which is definitely a drug front. who knows what it is? It's the divorce delivery, right?
Yeah, that was weird. I was talking to somebody who had some familiarity with working with them, and they were not complimentary. I don't know anything about Zulily because no one does, and I think maybe that person was lying. I'm kidding. Yeah. But
well, and if anything, I think this kit makes the crest or the logo look better because like the kit is flowy and swirly, and so is and like the kit the sponsors in cursive, and so I think it actually looks really good. But you know, social media is all negative. It's like the rave green, not the rave purple, and I'm like, actually, I think that this would look sick under a black light.
Well, and like you didn't complain when it was black and pink, or did you? Probably did.
Probably did. Yeah, because football is.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you end up. The internet is going to provide a source for people to be able to hate on everything all the time. But it feels like this one lends itself through too much creativity to being extra vulnerable. Mm-hmm. I do think it's weird that both the primary and secondary kit now aren't, there's no like classic textures to either of them. Both of them have like a weird, like the green, the rave green looks like it's a movie theater velvet rope. And this one is a lava lamp. Yeah. And so you end up with like
a plain, you don't have a crisp, like a clean. When people say something's clean, what they mean is like it's really crisp, it's classic, it would stand the test of time, right? Like, I don't think either of these jerseys is going to do that.
No way, man.
And you look, and this is, you know, a while back I was gifted, not because I'm a big fan, but I was gifted a Manchester United kit from like, I think 4 years ago or something like that. And it was just like a red, crisp red shirt with just the right amount of detail around the collar, around the sleeves, you know, around just the different spots that they can provide, you know, character to otherwise being a plain red shirt. Yeah. And it was, I mean, I wore it because I'm not even a Manchester United fan, but I wore it because it was like a classic, iconic looking shirt.
It just looks good, man. It's a fashion.
And you and I have talked about this for a while now. Like, if the Sounders just came out with like a really crisp, clean kit again, right? Like, they've had some really good ones in the past with the Space Needle kit, for instance, the one that had like kind of the blue down the sides. Like, those were all awesome. Awesome. And they've won some trophies in them too, so it always makes it look better. So I don't know. It's I would love them to come out with something, you know, next year when the Rave Green is replaced, to have them come out with something that is just so clean and just crisp and sharp and will, you know, next to this purple kit, become an instant classic.
Yeah, because right now it looks like Billie Eilish is helping pick the styles, you know, like she and good for her. I think she's awesome, but like she's like on purpose bucking we're getting back to 90s fashion, which is anti-fashion.
Right.
And so like these all make sense that we're launching anti-fashion types of kits and stuff like that. But yeah, I want to see that. To your point, like when you buy a Liverpool kit, the second ones are always terrible, but the primary, you know what you're going to get. There's not weird designs on it. There's not even like the subtle stuff. Like right now, it was last year's Arsenal kit that was split down the middle and one half is darker than the other.
Yeah.
But like it's not symmetrical. And so like things like that give me like significant problems. Adding a stripe of blue around the collar is like an interesting way to just make it change a little bit, but not have to step away from what you traditionally do.
Yeah, agree. I mean, I think that that's what I would venture a guess to say that that's what next year's Rave Green ends up being. Because, I mean, you look at it, you look at the way that this new purple kit has sold. The Sounders are good at marketing. They know what they're doing, you know. And this is what I was going to say with all of the hate and vitriol and like the Rave Green, not the Rave Purple that you see on social media. You can't change the fact that this has become the quickest selling jersey of all time for the Sounders. The beating Pitch Black, which is widely considered the best kit in the history of MLS.
It's interesting because like at the radio station, when you play something new that doesn't sound like everything else, people get really upset about it. So I'll take, for instance, this young guy called 24K Golden. And he's like this black kid from the Bay Area. And he like loves Sum 41. And he's like 19 years old. And so that doesn't even add up. And so he's making, like, he's not bound by genres and stuff. Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park was talking about that, too, that, like, before Linkin Park, you had to kind of pick a lane, and Linkin Park was like, no, we're, like, for whatever rap rock generated that was terrible, at least Linkin Park was cool. I got very tired of them. But, like, so when you have 24K Golden pop up, you should see the amount of negativity we get around it, but then you should see how it comes back when we research it, where it's, like, mega. So the more volume, the more negative volume you get on something, the more you're kind of doing something right. Knowing when you've gone too far is a different thing, but then they have the stats to back it up that says we sold a zillion of these. So cool. If Jimi Hendrix's name wasn't on there, they don't have that same day.
Right.
I don't think.
I agree.
But they also still would have sold a bunch because it looks pretty dope. Yeah. I want to see the next collaboration be the Seattle Mariners and Pearl Jam. I want to see a Pearl Jam jersey for the Mariners. But baseball is too up its own ass to be able to do that. So
I've seen some Nirvana mock-ups of the next Sounders away kit that's just like a gross sweater.
Oh, terrible. God. That's terrible. I can't say that. Okay. I'll take that out.
No,
yeah, like a gross sweater or something. Like
it's like, it's like a gross sweater with Zulily on it.
They should do the one that he wore in the Sliver video. It's like this. I like have thought about it since the first time I saw it. It's like thick black vertical, no, horizontal black and red stripes.
That's,
it's like a chunky ass sweater. Yeah, it would look so dope, except for like when Roman Torres shows up and he's running at you and he looks like he's 10 times wider than before because of the horizontal stripes.
And he's emo now.
So it's that time of year, I guess, when we debate what do you put on to the back of your jersey. And again, thank you to the Sounders. They were so nice enough. That's not how you say that.
They were nice enough. Yeah.
Yeah, they were so nice by sending me one, and they put my name on the back of it, which is awesome. But I, best dog mom ever. That's what you're going to put on yours. He's holding up a mug. Great. But they put my name on the back of it. And that's cool. It kind of outs me when I'm in public because I was like at the grocery store yesterday wearing it because I couldn't take it off because I love it so much. And like I kept like turning the corner, and then I'd see like people like workers like turning their heads away and stuff. And I'm very approachable and nice, and I'm not a big deal in any way.
You're so, just going to charge $5 for a selfie.
Yeah, I don't know pictures. This image? This is why we do podcasts, buddy.
Also, like most people that do a selfie with you only get like neck down.
I went through a phase. I'm almost 6'6", and so I went through a phase where I would not allow people to point the camera up to get us both in. It would be like, so like Alyssa has like 20, my friend Alyssa has like 20 of these pictures where it's just her with her arm around like my ribs, and you don't ever see my face at all. It's amazing.
You're like Wilson from Home Improvement, except
only you see the worst part of me. You see from like belt to neck.
Yeah.
Well, let's be honest. There's a worse part of me than that, but okay. So, Brandon, you bought... Sorry.
It's just Shaggy's butthole.
Yeah. I just keep that on me. Yeah. R.I.P. Shaggy, but I do carry his butthole around.
Around my neck.
It's dried and hung. It's really nice.
Angelina Jolie style.
We kept the anal glands, so it does reek.
Oh, perfect. So. To ward off bad spirits and everybody.
Yeah. Haven't been bitten by a vampire. It's working.
As somebody with a dog who has had a lot of anal gland issues, it like just saying the word anal gland makes me like want to vomit. it's like a smell that you can remember, you know? like when you think about it, you start smelling it.
A smell you can remember.
The long anticipated sequel to A Walk You Can Remember.
That's what the pod is called, A Smell You Can Remember. That's,
yeah, okay, perfect.
It lingers. Okay. Well, that's just lovely. So, what do you put on your shirt, man? How do you decide? Don't say what you actually, let's get there.
Yeah, I was so torn yesterday. I was really in between doing a Nico Ladero jersey and a Nuhu jersey. And it's funny. I put out a poll where on Twitter where I said, who do I put on the back of the shirt?
Yeah, and on it was full 90?
On my personal Twitter.
Oh, wow.
And I said, who do I put on the back of the shirt? Because I was having such a hard time deciding. Three out of the four options were some version of Nuhu, and the fourth option was Nico Ladero. And Nico actually got a lot of votes. It was stacked a little bit against three Nuhus. Also, I don't know, is Nico making three Nuhus? Maybe it was a fair fight.
Oh my God, there's a book called 100 Years of Solitude, is that what it's called? Anyway, it's written by a Colombian guy, and there's this part where there's like 37 Aurelianos. And so if we had three Nuhus, man, can you imagine that team?
What isn't there a book, it's like the three body problem? Or
The three Nuhu problem.
The three Nuhu problem. I'm gonna start replacing like every philosophical theory with Nuhu, like Schrodinger's Nuhu.
Perfect.
He is both doing like incredible stepovers in passing and being chaotic bicycle kick at the same time. You just can't know until you open the box.
Hey, that three body problem book is incredible. The second one is like one of my favorite books ever. Most people don't agree with me about that. And then the third one, but that's a great series to get into. A Chinese author writing sci-fi, which is like, they like keep us, we're all taught to just think the Chinese are like barbarians and like so terrible. But like, no, they're just, you know, kind of like us in a lot of regards. And they like science fiction and they write it too. And
they like nerky stuff.
Nerk talk.
Talking about nerk talk. Oh, dude, you could do a Dirk Nowitzki podcast. Dirk talk, talking about Dirk talk.
Hey, welcome back to Dirk Talk. Okay, so who won your poll?
Okay, so, I mean, ultimately knew who won the poll, but this is the thing, even after that, I'm like this kind of person where when you flip a coin between two things, right, you're like, what should I have for dinner? Do I want to have tacos or do I want to have Thai food? And you say, you know, tacos is heads, Thai food is tails. And when you flip the coin, you know immediately what you want because you're hoping that it lands on whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And so, and there's people who will be like, you flip the coin, it lands on tails. Oh, well, shoot, I kind of wanted tacos. It's like, well, then get tacos. Like, this coin doesn't, like, direct your life. Yeah. Anyway.
You're not bound by it.
Sure. And so this poll came back mostly knew who, and I went and got the Nico Ladero jersey. The thing is I have a lot of personalized jerseys from my time at the Sounders. Like, at the end of every year or, like, at the end of every, you know, few years, we had what we called, like, the employee garage sale, where just a bunch of, like, old stuff from the Kitman's closet came out. And so I like have a long sleeve Christian Tiffert jersey and like a Michael Gesperning short sleeve keeper kit. Like,
you're the only one to have either of those. Even right. Gesperning doesn't have that.
I know. And so this is what I'm saying is, like, I have a lot of these like random kind of obscure jerseys at this point, and I don't have any of a player who I would consider legendary or like, you know, maybe one of the more iconic, like when we look back 50 years from now and I have a Nico Ladero kit from when he was playing for the team, I feel like that'll mean a lot to me. But that doesn't mean I'm probably not also going to get a new Who kit when it comes out in Rave Green next year.
Assuming that he's still around. And sure, also, did you just curse Ladero? Is he not coming back because you just got his kit?
Like, yeah, every time one of either you or I buy a kit with somebody's name on it, that person lasts about like two more months with the team and then they're sold. So we considered yesterday, maybe I should just get the Arriaga kit and save us from a lot of heartache this year.
Well, the Sounders have five less red cards than they usually do by the midway point.
Well, you got your Kim Ki-hee kit and he gone.
Yeah, I mean, although the sweet lady that ran the little bodega in the radio station building, I walked in and she goes, Kim? And I'm like, yeah, she's like a little sweet old Korean lady. And she said, that's my name. And I was like,
awesome.
It's not for you. <It's>, I didn't get this shirt to honor you. I did not know your name, Miss Kim, until right now.
That would be a very cool thing to do, though, if you did get a kit with dude, like the lady that sold you coffee.
It says Janet on the back.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get another one, probably like you, when the green one comes out again. I'll get one and I'm going to customize it, but I want it to be so stupid. Like, I just want it to be, you know, like fart.
Yeah.
11.
Turd Ferguson. It's funny.
Yeah. I want full 82 to make fun of my friend Keith, who only stays for 82 minutes and then leaves. Like, something like that, like where it's fun. I have not done any research on it, but the kit that they made for me says Gregor and then number 42 on it.
So I've seen that on a lot of... I was actually going to ask you about that because, like, there's...
At first I thought they were just recognizing that I'm a nerd and a, you know, nerd talk and everything. And 42 is the whole Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Like, the key to the universe is the number 42. And I thought, like, oh, that's a cool nod to understanding that I'm a nerd. Then I saw Lutka. Hers has 42 on it too. And I was like, I don't understand this. But then they sent one to Aaron Jones. His name is
Aaron.
No, it's Aaron.
It's Aaron.
Yeah, it's not Aaron because it's he gets mad about the Aaron.
Aaron.
Okay. Anyway, it's a thing for anyway,
he's a Seattle musician. Yeah.
His is 25, and it's they call him the kid, but like, you know, so I guess like maybe like I don't know.
So I saw a lot of people like outside of people like Aaron Jones and I think that like maybe Macklemore. Most people who got their kit had their name and then 42 on it. So I'm looking at back when Purple Haze was released, and I'm thinking that was 1988, but that would be 32. That's another 1980. That's so wrong. Can we cut that?
Yeah, wait a second. He dead by then.
1967. That would be no. 63. Yeah, so 64. So I don't know. I don't know. You should ask.
I will. I'll send it an email to see what they say.
If you know, if you're listening to this podcast and you know, please leave it in a comment, leave it on Twitter, tell us, like, because we are too lazy, way too lazy.
And please do not make fun of Brandon for thinking that it was 1988.
Well, I was just Googling. I just will take at face value anything I find on Google.
Okay, so we just spent a ton of time talking about the new kit. We love it. We want to know what you're going to get put on the back of it. What if you've had to go up a size in the off season? If you're, what did you call hand-me-ups?
Hand-me-ups. If you're going to go down a size in the during the season,
that's the goal. Is by the time the home open. Oh no, I forgot about something, Brandon. This is sad. This is tragic. This happens to me every year, and I don't know what my malfunction is. Like, what is my deficiency that this happens every year?
I mean, do you want me to make a list? You just said, huh?
Yeah, you work on the list while I put out the premise here. This is the third year in a row where the home opener happens and I will be in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
You're just like a what do they call them, like snowbird, right? Like when it gets, but like,
dude, I was in Tucson last weekend, and I had to go for a funeral, which was terrible. But I was in Tucson, and it was 85 degrees the second day I was there. And let me tell you, things are a lot better when it's 85 degrees and sunny.
I 100% like, believe that.
Whew, I was staying on campus, and you can just fill in the blanks there for yourself. Creepy old man, sunshine day, too many beers. Let's eat pistachios. Yeah, I didn't see that coming, did you?
There's your deficiency right there. It's pistachio deficiency.
it's more like a sodium excess.
Right.
Anyway, I lost the train of thought there.
Well, okay, so no, the home opener, you're going to be in Albuquerque. Would you have been able to go to the game if you wanted to?
If my wife was cool with it, I would have put in four press.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And actually gone, because I would like to see what it looks like to have 9,000 people in the stands and what that's gonna be like. I haven't read too much about what their plan is, but I was reading for the Mariners that you have to be in a pod, and your pod can be as small as one person. So they have to build these pods so that there's enough space between everybody. If you just want to go by yourself, you can, if you can get in for a ticket. They'll build it around that, but they're gonna have to custom build to some degree every game until they can get back to some decent capacity. I think that's
it's gonna be different. It's gonna be like a FC Dallas game,
which only on purpose.
On purpose, yeah. It'll be a sellout technically. you know what's gonna be interesting though is we're gonna have 9,000 people watching a potentially very different Sounders team. So we've already talked about the fact that Freddie Montero's back. And yeah, if you listen to a lot of what Brian Schmetzer's saying in the press, it seems like he is trying to find a way to get Freddie Montero, Nico Lodero, and Raul Ruiz Diaz all on the field at the same time. It means moving Nico Lodero out to more of a winger role, which is the role that he plays for Uruguay on his national team. And it means, you know, just trying to shift this team around to, and like playing three at the back, even in order to get your best players on the field and to really start to support Freddie Montero in a way that I don't think he was in Vancouver. Or maybe even toward the end of his time in Seattle. So anyway, you're shifting all of these players around, and then you lose two players like Kelvin Leerdam, who has gone and signed with Inter Miami. He was out of contract with the Sounders. And Gustav Svensson. The goose has been loosed forever.
Goose has been loosed. Amazing. That's like the best misuse of a term that's not from a three-year-old in my life right now. My kid can't tell the difference between tell and ask, so, Mama, I need to tell you something. And then he asks a question, and we're like, what were you going to tell us? And he's like,
Can I tell you a question?
Oh, that's rich. So wait, Leerdam is playing for David Beckham's squad?
Yeah, and if you think about it, Chris Henderson's squad. So Chris Henderson is there picking off the players that he scouted and signed for the Sounders that are now out of contract with the Sounders.
He's going to bring in a bunch of consultants next. You just watch out.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to go sign our... If Harry Shipp comes out of retirement to play in Miami, so help me God.
I mean, they've got great ports there. It's another port town.
It is. And I feel like there are less canals to get stuck in.
There you go.
Yeah. So Kelvin Leerdam, starting right back for the Sounders is gone. And you think, you've got, I think, Yamar, who could play that position, and Alex Roldan, who started to come into his own in that position last year. Neither of those guys, I think, are at the same level as Kelvin Leerdam was playing. Kelvin Leerdam had some off games, but for the most part, he was consistently solid for the Sounders. He'd make a mistake every once in a while, but it's MLS. Everybody does that.
Yeah, he also had the Golden Clog 3 years in a row.
Running. Yeah. I mean, and that's a prestigious award awarded by this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. For the most goals by a Dutch player. So there you go.
Yeah, so it's hard to see him go. It's going to be...
This is the first time you don't have a proper right winger. I mean... Tyrone Mears before that, and
DeAndre Yedlin before that. Yeah,
it'd be cool to see Yedlin come back and suit up in a Sounder shirt again and be able to play that right wing out there and play some defense, because he's
talk about a guy that would look solid in that Jimi Hendrix kit.
Oh boy, would he?
DeAndre is a hype beast. I feel like that's what the kids are calling him these days. And this jersey was made for hype beasts.
I met that hype beast, and he is teensy tiny. I was really surprised.
Little itty bitty DeAndre Yedlin.
But I bet also, I mean, like, if I tried to punch him, my arm would fall off because he's, like, so solid. But, like, that'd be awesome.
It would be cool. DeAndre went and scored a goal for, was he playing for Galatasaray right now in Turkey?
Oh, wow. You actually pronounce that word. I only just read it and go, nope.
Galactracy? Galactracy?
Are you playing for the Galactic Empire? Yeah. Oh, no.
Now, don't try to get me to read the name of the team that I am currently wearing, which is a Thai team, a jersey that I bought when I was in Thailand last year.
Sure.
It's Burdedam United FC.
When I was in Belgium a few years ago, I was going to buy a kit from Ghent.
Uh-huh.
But their logo, for some unknown reason, is a Native American with a headdress on.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen
and
that.
I'm like, how
kind
is that?
It kind of looks like the Kaiser Chiefs, right? Like the old Kaiser Chiefs logo. You know that?
I don't remember. Yeah, I know the band. I Predict a Riot.
Yeah.
I Predict a Riot.
Their thing is like kind of the same thing. It looks like the Ghent crest.
I can get there. It's like, it doesn't make it okay, but I could get there a little easier because they have Chiefs in their name. But it's like the Ghent FC Tigers or something like that.
Yeah, it's you'd come back and no, it's a Belgian thing.
KAA Ghent, and they have a Native American with a headdress on as their mat. I just don't like. Is it just, did someone just see some badass tattoo or something like that? They're like, yeah, that's what we're doing.
That's like FC Barcelona that plays in Argentina. Have you ever seen that team? Like there's an Everton that plays in Argentina that uses awesome. Like the Everton crest.
Seattle Sounders, Portugal.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Now we're thinking like a business.
Yeah. it'll be a weird thing to see, Kelvin Leerdam playing for Inter Miami. We don't know where Gustav Svensson is going to go play. I think there were rumors of him going back to Sweden. There were rumors of him going and making a buttload of money in China. Either way, not with the Sounders, probably not in the league. But you got to imagine that João Paulo and Christian Roldan are going to have the midfield locked down. And then you get players like Ethan Dumbledore or Dabalair and Danny Leyva, who are these teenagers who are going to start competing for spots. And you've got Brian Schmetzer rating them very highly. You remember Danny Leyva's worst disallowed goal in history when, what's his name? Justin Dillon, remember him? Dillon accidentally stepped on a goalkeeper, and Danny Leyva scored from, 40 yards or something like that. First goal in his career against the Whitecaps, and called back because of a non-foul.
Poor Justin Dillon. Poor Danny Leyva, is the actual point. Yeah, the squad's going to look way different, and I don't know if this is the year that you get excited about without Jordan Morris. That you get excited. I don't know if Jordan would have come back regardless or whatever. But I don't know if this is the year everyone gets pumped up about versus previous squads, it looked a little bit more solid and there was a little bit more reinforcement. But of course, everyone gets mad that Garth doesn't spend and then waits till the
summer,
and finds and puts together the squad to make a run for the playoffs. And so it always tends to work out pretty good.
Well, and you got to wonder if the team, is this team better than the team that just lost MLS Cup? You've lost some key players, Kelvin Leerdam, Gustav Svensson.
Oh my God. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
And you've added Freddie Montero, right? You've also added Kellen Rowe, like we've talked about, a guy that can play in the midfield alongside, you know, Joao Paulo, alongside Christian Roldan, any of those guys, right? Mm-hmm. But is this team better than the team that just lost 3-0 in MLS Cup? And I would say no, not right now. It's not better. And then, you know, fortunately, the Sounders aren't playing in the CONCACAF Cup Champions League, but they are now going to be playing in the Leagues Cup, aka the MLS and Liga MX NIT. The NIT is the tournament that you play in if you're not the best basketball teams in college. And the Leagues Cup is the basically for all of the runner-ups of the conferences.
The both sides of the wall cup.
Yeah. So other MLS teams, Sporting's playing, Kansas City's playing in that. Orlando City, aka the worst purple team in the league now that the Sounders have a purple kit. And New York City FC. You know what? This is the thing. I put this on Twitter, but I think it's worth repeating. Sounders now have the best Inter Miami kit of all time with Nightfall that they are discontinuing. And now they have the best Orlando City kit of all time.
Well played, everybody. Well played. And the best FCC kit of all time. Also.
Yeah. Yeah. But which is also the FCC, the Orlando kit.
All right, Brandon. Well, I guess that brings us to the part of the show where, in case you just caught a whiff of the smell you can remember, it's time for TLDL, Too Long Didn't Listen.
Too Long Didn't Listen.
We love the new lava lamp kit.
Trippy Grimace?
Yeah.
Do you mean Trippy Grimace?
I think it's the best name. I just imagine Grimace just baked out of his mind on, or like maybe like high on acid or something like that.
Yeah.
Going like,
he just like put a hallucinogenic in a double cheeseburger from McDonald's.
No. It would definitely be in a headband. Like
for
like
sure. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. Too Long Didn't Listen.
We've discovered the three new Who problem. Yeah, Too Long Didn't Listen.
Brandon's trigger is anal glands.
It's a smell you can remember.